What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is gonna be a quick video because I gotta go sleep in the next half hour because I got an appointment at 6 in the morning and I have to drive about almost 4 hours. So I gotta wake up at 2, and God willing, by 2:20 I'll be on the highway, and 3.5 hours later I'll be in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So today, guys, we're gonna talk really quick about eating healthy and affordable when you are driving a truck. The two biggest complaints when driving a truck is that you're not gonna be eating healthy and you're not gonna be eating affordable. Now, what you guys need to understand is that when you're driving truck, you just can't roll up to Walmart, Target, like a regular civilian, okay? And even if you can, if you're driving a company truck like me, the last thing they want is for you to go joyriding with their truck across town. So in all likelihood, guys, you're gonna end up at a place like this, at a truck stop like Love's, where I pretty much go to all the time. And sometimes you'd be like within walking distance of civilization. Like for today, guys, I walked about 1.5 miles each way to go get this food. I was able to get this food from Payless, which is by Kroger, and also from Dollar General. Everything you guys see here cost me $40 on the dot, and that included the freaking can opener. That's almost $7. You know, I remember when can openers were like $1, $3, now they're fucking $7. Don't know why. So let me show you the receipts, because I know Coach Bitchbill is gonna get all up in my comment section, claim it's freaking AI and all that bullshit. This is why we call him Bitchbill. So okay, here's our receipt. This is from Payless, which is part of the Kroger family. So as you guys can see, I paid $16.74. I bought the celery over there for $2.29. I bought the cans of tuna over here for 97 cents. I also bought more cans of tuna from Dollar General for $1. So these 4 ounce can of tuna, they're about $1 each. So tuna is still affordable. The potato chips were $4.29, but it was buy one get one for free. The mayonnaise, which is that over here, lightweight mayonnaise, because I don't want to be fat and ugly. That was what, $3, and where was it? $3.79. Peanut butter jelly, which is this one over here. It's made with honey spread, so I think it's a little bit healthier. That was $2.10 or 19 cents after a discount, so that was cool. And that's pretty much all I bought from Payless, which again, this company Payless here in Lafayette, this is part of the Kroger family. Also, guys, download the Kroger app because you get coupons and shit like that. Over here, guys, we're all about getting as many coupons and specials and shit like that. That's how you win, guys. Not being like a regular normie and paying full price. All right, so the rest of the stuff I got from Dollar General. The good thing about Dollar General, guys, is that there's almost always a Dollar General within like 1.5 miles, 2 miles from a truck stop. So, and you can pretty much really get everything you want from Dollar General. To be honest with you, you guys can get pretty much everything from Dollar General. The only reason I went to Payless is because I wanted to see what it's all about. Not to mention, Dollar General feels kind of gloomy in there. At least with Payless, you know, you get a sign of you're doing something that normal people do, you know. So anyways, let's go over what I bought. So I bought Extreme Wellness, which is this bread over here. This bread is called Extreme Wellness. It is high in fiber. That's what makes you go to the bathroom. That was $3.75. I bought the apple cinnamon crunch bars for $3.25. That's, yeah, I know it's unhealthy, but it says no high fructose. It doesn't come with the high fructose, whatever. Like TFM said, you don't want this high fructose corn syrup. That's what makes you fat. So, and you know, you eat one of them a day, you'll be fine. Nobody's gonna die or get ugly from it. Then I bought olive oil. Where's my olive oil at? Not that big of a can, but that, I'm just gonna put that on top of the tuna. You know, olive oil is always good for you. I bought olive oil for $4.90. Then I bought these cans over here. This is home style clam chowder. This is for $1. This is for $1.02. So I don't know how they taste like. I mean, for $1, even if they taste like shit, it's not gonna be the end of the world, you know. This is a relish over here. Let's see how much I bought the relish for. I bought the relish for, where's the relish? Sweet relish, I bought it for $3.10. Like I said, guys, I bought extra cans of tuna for like $1 each. And I think that's about it. So all in all, guys, $40. Keep in mind that the this was like $7, right? You know what? Let me see how much the can opener was. I'm pretty sure it was $6. Let me see how much the can opener was. Did they not charge? Oh, there it is. Okay, $6.50. So the can opener was $6.50. Again, why the hell is a can opener $6.50? Man, I remember when they used to be like $1, $3, you know. Anyways, so, all right, so everything you guys see here is about, now everything that's edible, because again, can opener doesn't count. Everything that's edible is $34, okay? So all this food you see here is $34. Now, so pretty much what I'm gonna do, guys, is that I'm going to eat 3 cans of tuna and 1 can of those $1 things over here. So 3 cans of tuna a day plus one of these, or 4 cans of tuna if I didn't have one of these things over here. So the rest of the other stuff here, guys, will last me a couple of days. So everything you like, this mayonnaise jar, guys, this mayonnaise jar probably will last me like a whole freaking month. Hopefully it doesn't go bad. The relish probably will last me a good week, maybe 2. You guys have to understand. So what I'm gonna do, guys, is that this ain't clean. I'm gonna clean it up later. So this is a bowl. I'm gonna put about 3 cans of tuna in here, and I'm gonna put some mayo, some of that relish on it, and then I'm gonna put a little bit of olive oil on it. So that's gonna be my main dinner, and then I'm gonna have a little bit of chips on the side, 40% less fat. And then after that, for my sweets, I'm gonna have peanut butter with celery, and I'm gonna have one of these fruit and grain thingies. I'm only gonna have one of them because, you know, even though it says no fructose sugar, it's still unhealthy. And I'm also gonna eat the tuna with 2 of those breads. One of the 2 breads are about almost 100% of your daily intake of fiber. So it's a 6-pack, so that will last me about 3 days. So yeah, guys, I'm gonna eat 3 cans of tuna, 1 can of that. This one is probably gonna last me a couple of days. You have to remember, this will perish really quick, because again, it's a vegetable, okay? It's raw vegetable. So this probably will be with me probably a couple of days. So so all this you guys see here, with the exception of this, because this is a one-time thing, this olive oil probably will last me almost a month. And if you think about it, these 2 that I got, buy one get one for free, They probably will last me at least 5 or 6 days, maybe a week. This peanut butter over here, and again guys, it has honey in it. This probably will last me at least a week. This giant bottle of mayonnaise, probably close to a month, you know. Even though it's light mayo, you really don't wanna be. Look at the fat calories on it. That's 50 times 60. That's like what? 3,000 calories. So obviously, you don't wanna take 3,000. So if this is 3,000 calories, and you eat it over a month, that will mean that you get about 100 calories of this. And again, it's not the healthiest food in the world, but you need some fat, you know. So this is not that healthy. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's definitely not healthy. This is not that bad, definitely not that healthy. This is not that bad, but not that healthy. This over here, yeah, this is definitely not healthy. But again guys, you really can't eat 100% healthy, because if you eat 100% healthy, you're just not gonna be satisfied. That's how it is. Like for example, this bread is 100% healthy, okay? This is what I'm gonna dip the tuna with, okay? This bread is 100% healthy, but this bread is not something I eat and I'm like, oh my god, this is the best, you know. I can, no, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not disgusting, it's just that it's not a satisfying feeling. So again guys, $34 worth of food, the can for opener for $6, you know, that's a one-time fee, so you got $34 over here. Vast majority of stuff is probably gonna last me a week. The cans of tuna, I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, yo Amr, why don't you just buy like 50 cans of tuna at a time? Well, here's the thing, like the only exercise I get is going to the grocery store. Same thing when I was driving cab back in LA. Only exercise I ever got driving cab was walking down the food aisles. It's the same thing here. Now the added benefit guys is that again, truck stops are usually within a couple of miles away from the civilian world, so you have to walk. Like I walked 3+ miles today to get this food, and again, that's exercise for me, so we really need that, okay? So the reason why I don't buy all the food at the same time and just stay with it for at least a week or two is because you gotta have some exercise, and nobody's gonna go walk around just for the sake of walking around. You have to have like a mission, and my mission is to buy food, even though I'm gonna go buy, you know, 10 cans for like $10, at least it's a freaking mission, you know. So yeah guys, I'm just showing you guys, if you really put your mind to it, you can probably eat for under $15 a day. You can also eat, if you guys use the apps and shit like that, you can eat at the truck stops for about $15 to $20, but that food is not healthy, and it's just not healthy food, dude. So like for real, plus not to mention, if you have a truck all to yourself like I do, you'd rather be in your own truck with your iPad on, shit like that, you know, listening to MGTOW TV or whatever, you know, rather than going out and fucking eating at a restaurant or anything like that, because all they have is like fucking McDonald's and freaking Arby's. Sometimes they get Subway, which is a little bit healthier, but again, if you guys gonna eat out, you're looking at about $15 to $20 a day. So that can be anywhere from $450 to like $600 a month, which is a lot if you ask me. But the most important thing is, you know, it's unhealthy bullshit. At least with this, at least you know what you're getting, okay? So I'd much rather do this, and like I said guys, this is $34 and should last me a week. Like I said, the only things I have to buy more of are the tuna cans, and that's like what, $4 a day for tuna cans. Everything else will last a week. So that's gonna be like what, $12. I mean, if you really think about it guys, I'll probably be spending about 12 $6 a day eating if I continue eating like this. And you guys tell me in the comment section if this looks like a good setup, or I'm better off eating outside. Maybe there's another method to get in cheaper, healthier food. All right, guys, let me know in the comment section. All right, guys, peace.